Hello, lovers. It's me, Alicia American, and I'm in this, like, waitering area, waitering to see this, like, big shot TV executive lady from this, like, brand new, just startering TV cable spookery channel. I'm gonna pitch her some of my Brazilian TV show ideas, yo.
Alicia Americide. Americide. Americone.
America. That's me.
Very well, I can give you 5 minutes. Please come in.
Yay! I mean, very well.
Won't you have a seat?
I will, thank you. Oh my god, Miss TV Executive Lady. Have I got some, like, great spookery ideas for your new creeper channel, yo. Like, okay, idea one. $10 million Bigfoot hoax bounty. It's a reality game show where we get, like, all the dudes hoaxing Bigfoot vids on YouTube and have them compete to do the, like, most realistical Bigfoot hoax, see? Like, you get extra points for getting news coverage of your hoax. You get extra points for getting law enforcement officers to report your hoax as reality, and so on. Of course, getting killed while in your Bigfoot costume will get you kicked off the show right away, because we, like, don't want to encourage kids to die. Yay! So it'll, like, be a really socially conscious show.
What else you got?
Okay. How about a new ancient alien show investigating whether animals actually were contacted by space aliens in ancient times? I mean, look at the perfect geometry in a beehive. Yet a bee's brain is smaller than a 99%er's, like, bank account. Is it possible that in ancient times, bees were visited by extraterrestrials who taught them how to build beehives? Ancient astronaut theorists answered this question with a resounding yes.
That last one sounds like it would be a better fit for our new comedy channel.
You have more than one network?
Yes, Polyglom Megacorp owns a family of 27 brand new startup channels, and each of them will likely need a flagship show to attract its own regular viewership.
Oh, I know all about flags. I'm, like, very patriotic.
Yes, as I was saying, we have a music channel, and...
Oh, I have an idea for a music show. All the judges from all the music contest shows over the years. We lock them all in a room and force them to perform. Then we all judge them harshly and shame them publicly. Hooray!
I see.
Each year, we'll have a raffle, and one of the viewers will get to fulfill a lifelong dream and punch Simon Cowell in the family jewels. Yay!
I see. And we have a science channel.
Oh my god, let's do a show where we, like, get the top scientists in the world today and have them, like, compete to win a date with a, like, stripper, yo. Or a Kardashian, one or the other.
And we have a women's network, of course. No family of networks can go without a women's channel.
Oh my god, I have a, like, perfect idea for a, like, woman's channel, yo. Executive Catfight. We get top lady executives from across the planet and have them compete in a beauty and talent competition, yo. Each week, it all comes down to the, like, swimsuit competition. Yay!
We are also starting up a new men's lifestyle channel and...
Oh my god, I have a, like, great idea for our men's channel. Well, basically, it's the same as my idea for the, like, woman's channel, except we put the execu girls in, like, shorter dresses and skimpier bathing suits, yeah.
The only area in which I feel we are majorly lacking in terms of our content is our sports channel. All the other major franchises are affiliated with their own networks, and ESPN and others already have the market cornered on sports news.
Oh my god, so this is, like, perfect opportunity to, like, just make up our own new sport, yo. Oh my god. Like, why not license basketball from the, like, South Park dudes? Or, we could, like, license throwing bologna on strippers from Howard Stern. How about Ski Crash? The show where pro skiers compete to see who can have the biggest crash and survive. Or Football Playa Home Run Derby. Or Pin the Tail on the Cosplay Girl. How about Celebrity Midget Toss, where famous peeps compete to see who can, like, catapult a midget the furthest?
Wait, did you say catapult a midget?
Oh, is that wrong? Well, just because I said it doesn't mean that I meant it. That's not what I said.
Because that is a brilliant idea.
Oh my god, I, like, know, right? So we have a deal?
But you just told me that was not what you said. Therefore, it was my own idea, and I don't need to make any deal with you whatsoever.
What?
You may leave now.
But you...
Pardon me, I need to contact my office assistant. Reuben, will you please send security to my office?
Security?
Oh, I'm gonna stop this.